Kodiak Electric Association has received a big boost in its efforts to purchase the Terror Lake Hydro Plant from the Four Dam Pool. A $38 million loan from the United States Department of Agriculture's Rural Utility Service announced on Monday will go a long way toward ensuring that KEA will reach its goal of 95% renewable energy by the year 2020. KMXT's Casey Kelly reports.
The USDA rolled out all the stops for the announcement. The head of the agency's Rural Utility Service in Washington, D.C., Jim Andrew, made the trip to Kodiak to present KEA officials with a giant check for $38 million. Andrew says the agency sees this benefiting not just Kodiak, but the rest of the country as well.
We view this as an investment in Kodiak and the co-op and the people around here, and we know that it'll bring a return to the rest of the country, because whatever you do is going to be good for everybody.
Andrew says the nation is starting to realize that it needs renewable energy. Soaring fuel prices have many utilities seeking out projects that will wean customers from diesel-generated power, and he says rural electric agencies have been at the forefront.
For years, we've been setting aside $200 million out of our base of about $4 billion. We've been setting aside for renewable projects, and nobody ever wanted them, but suddenly they're waking up to it. And I'll say, frankly, the rural electrics are leading the charge on this by far.
Cliff Davidson, chairman of the KEA Board of Directors, says USDA supported the Terror Lake Hydro Project from the beginning, and the loan represents the next step in securing the board's goal of 95% renewable energy within 12 years.
And we're well on that track, and this will certainly help get us there in much shorter time than if we had to do it without your partnership.
Terror Lake is currently owned by the Four Dam Pool, a collective that includes four hydro plants that service the communities of Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg in southeast Alaska, as well as Glen Allen, Valdez, and Kodiak in south central. KEA Executive Director Darren Scott says the loan should cover the entire cost of purchasing the hydro plant from the pool. Owning Terror Lake, he says, will make it easier for the co-op to move forward with future renewable energy projects, such as a wind farm slated to go into operation on top of Pillar Mountain next year.
Owning Terror Lake and being able to make that the foundation or the cornerstone of that goal allows that to happen. Not owning it makes it more difficult to have happen. So our long-term goal, again, is to get off of diesel as best as possible and move to the future, and this is a large step in that.
KEA was already working on the agreement to purchase Terror Lake before the loan announcement. Scott says the co-op has settled on the financial terms of the deal and will be seeking approval from other pool members by the end of the year.
We felt we had the loan coming, and it's good, and it definitely solidifies that financial position, our financial obligation to move forward on it. What we've got now is a date set for December 31st in the asset transfer agreement to get things going, so it should help. We've carried through on our obligations here to get the loan secured, so it does help the process for sure.
He says the loan will be paid back over 30 years with a fixed low interest rate. In addition to presenting KEA with the loan check, USDA officials had a chance to tour the Terror Lake facility, located 25 air miles southwest of Kodiak City, during their trip to the island. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.